Welcome into the studio this afternoon. Tiffany Wafer, good afternoon, Tiffany.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thank you. And you're looking particularly yellow. Now, if colours could speak over the radio, Tiffany would be shouting daffodil at us right now. Yes, she's representing the Cancer Society and this wonderful outfit that she's got, which apparently did come with a with also a skirt. What was it?
Tutu.
Yes, it came with a tutu, but apparently the tutu got, well, let's put it this
overused.
Way. Overused. Overused over the weekend. Let's just leave it at that.
You'd be subtle.
So it is all about Daffodil Day this week, of course. And Daffodil Day officially is Friday the 25th of August. So Tiff, tell us all about what is happening this week and what's been happening over the entire month of August.
Yeah, look, we've had so much going on, Bruce. It's been amazing. And the support of our North Canterbury community is just awesome. It blows us away every year. So we're very fortunate. I was at the Pegasus Park Run on Saturday, so that was great fun. It was a little bit chilly, but I had this outfit on and I had to rug up, so that was wonderful. And then the Vintage Car Club, they have their rally, and it's nationwide, but we were fortunate. They leave from Rangiora, Cashmere, New Brighton and Selwyn, and they converge at McLean's Island. There would have been over 500 cars yesterday.
Fabulous.
And it was such a good day, massive amount raised, and just massive thanks to everyone who participated. It's so good seeing all the different cars, and it can be old, new, classic, you know, rust bucket, tin bucket, you know, everything. So very, very
How
cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
How many people were dressed as daffodils at the park run?
Well, there were some bright ones out there. There was a man who had an orange bit over his face, and he looked like the orange daffodils. I think they're called the egg and something, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
So he looked amazing. Couldn't run like that, though, because he couldn't see. But it was so good. They're really supportive out there, too.
Excellent.
Awesome.
So we should expect to see people collecting for Daffodil Day on Friday?
Yes, indeed. And even before that, potentially, we've got here in Rangiora, we've got 8 sites, which we're really, really super stoked about. So on Thursday, they'll be at New World, but right across Friday and Saturday, we'll be out collecting around Rangiora, but then right Kaiapoi, right through up to Cheviot, Kaikoura, Hamner Springs, Culverton, Amberley, like everywhere in between, every little town in between. So it's going to be massive.
And of course, it's a very important day. The reason, of course, that we buy daffodils on Friday is, of course, to support the Cancer Society. And they do good work right throughout the country.
Oh, absolutely. We're very fortunate in North Canterbury to have an office here that supports all of North Canterbury. So right up, you know, to Kaikoura and Hurunui, Waimakariri, and, you know, our cancer navigators, they're helping anyone in a family. And that's just one thing I have to just say over and over. It's anyone in a family that has been diagnosed with a cancer diagnosis, and whether that is the patient, it could be the carer, the whānau, the family, anyone in there. And, you know, yeah, when you receive a diagnosis, it's a bit of a bombshell, and what do I do, that type of thing. So we have a lot of support, not just the driving to treatments and appointments. We've got accommodation if you live further afield, workshops, counselling, physiotherapy, all sorts of things we can tap into and just help support the family and the people who are, you know, closely connected to them. So massive.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's about. It's about the support. So you shouldn't feel that you're alone.
No.
You know, if you or someone in the family is going through cancer treatment, there is someone right there in North Canterbury that you can get in touch with to
absolutely
to have a shoulder to, you know, just lean on. I mean, we all need
absolutely
a little help now.
Absolutely. And even, you know, from that, you know, we have the groups that people come meeting, like the Blue Brothers are out here. These are a bunch of guys who are doing some exercise up at Main Power Stadium twice a week now because it's become so popular. So on a Monday and Friday morning, here's a group of awesome blokes coming together doing a bit of exercise. That's the camaraderie afterwards, which is more important.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's great with the physical and keeping active, but this camaraderie and having a chat, and it doesn't have to, you know, just, it's so, so awesome to see. And they're a great bunch. They supported us with Relay, you know, and it's having those connections, and yeah, it's pretty special.
And that's what it's about, is reach out and, you know, there are people there for you. Well, I think you look absolutely stunning. I really do, Tiff. And you're going to be wearing this on Friday as well.
Oh, absolutely. All week, probably. We were out today delivering the fresh flowers. So we were out delivering our 50 beautiful bunch of daffodils. And we do have some more bunches available. So if anyone's keen, but they're wonderful. So we're out there with the car fraternity and Bambinas and Model Ford Tees and Studi Bakers out there delivering those today. So, and then you'll see the Paint the Town, Rangiora, Kaiapoi, Hamner Springs and Cheviot. They'll be dressing the shop windows down the high street and around, and we've got trophies up for grabs. So that's hot hot commodity. Stunning. Judged on Friday.
Oh, I'd love to have a bucket full of daffodils. Thank you so much, Tiff, for coming in and telling us all about the Cancer Society fundraising that's happening. Well, it's been happening all month, but particularly this week and definitely Friday. Make sure that you you donate to a very, very, very worthwhile cause, the Cancer Society.
Thank you very much.
Compass FM.